Okay, then we have the showing merit of the bills meeting for Tuesday, the 24th of February at 2026 at 5 p.m. Just want to acknowledge the traditional owners of land in which we meet today and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I'd just like to welcome all here and declare the meeting open at 5 p.m. This meeting is being recorded on a digital audio device to assist with minute taking purposes. The public is reminded that copying or distribution of any part of the recording is not permitted. The Shire reserves all the rights in relation to its copy. Record of attendance. In attendance is myself, Councillor Winning, Councillor Bond, Councillor Madigan, Councillor O'Neill is via Teams, and Councillor Vandermeer. Staff are Mr. Woods, Ms. Bone, Ms. Brindley Mullen, Ms. Hussey, and Ms. Donald. Will we have any members of the public? Bill? We have no apologies. Absence. Councillor O'Neill's attendance via Teams was approved by the Shire President in advance in accordance with Regulation 14.C2B of the Local Government Administration Amendment Regulations 2022. So number three, public question time is now. Number four, disclosure of interest. Councillor Billy has declared a financial interest item 11.1. Councillor Madigan has declared a consumptive interest in item 12.1. Councillor Vandermeer has declared an impartiality interest in 12.1. Five, implications of leave of absence. Would anyone like to apply for leave of absence for any upcoming meetings? Nil. Number six, petitions and presentations. Nil. Confirmation minutes of a previous meeting. 7.1, the Hungary Council meeting held on the 27th of January 2026, attachment 7.1A. Could I have moved for the resolution on the screen? Councillor Bond?
I move that the minutes of the Hungary Council meeting held 27th of January 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings.
Do we have a second for that motion? Councillor Bond? Councillor Bond, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes.
Councillor Billing? With a show of hands, all those in favour of the motion? Harry?
Councillor O'Neill.
She has a hand up there. 7-0. Item 8, announcements by persons presiding without discussion, Ms. Neil. Item 9, matters for which meeting may be closed to the public. 20.1, dispose of land, 38 Whitfield Way, Meriden. 20.2, dispose of land, lot 1327 Mackenzie Crescent, Meriden. Item 10, receipt of minutes of meetings. 10.1 minutes of the Improvement Committee held on Tuesday, 24th of February 2026. And item 10.2 minutes of the Calibrated Segre meeting held Tuesday, 10th of February 2026. Could I please have a. Sorry. Move the motion on the screen, please. Councillor Blink.
I move that received the minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee held on Tuesday the 24th of February 2026, subject to the outcome of the meeting held prior to the OCM. Receives the minutes of the Kilberran SRRG meeting held Tuesday the 10th of February 2026.
Can I have a second for the motion? Councillor Madigan. Councillor Billing, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Madigan? All those in favour, the show of hands. Carried 7-0. Item 11, Councillor Billing has declared a financial interest and has left the chambers at
5:05 p.m.
Item 11, recommendations from committee meetings for consideration. Could someone please move the resolution on the screen? Thank you. Councillor Manning.
I'll move that Council 1 adopts the updated Audit Risk and Improvement Committee terms of reference as presented in Attachment 6.1b. 2 notes the Risk and Regulation Action Plan as tabled to the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Points Mr. Mark McKenzie and Mr. Ross Billing to be independent members of the committee, with Ross Billing to hold the position of independent presiding member and Mark McKenzie to hold the position of independent deputy presiding member till the next council elections in October 2027.
Thank you, Councillor Manning. Can I have a second for the motion? Councillor Bowen. Councillor Manning, do you want to speak?
No, thanks.
Councillor Bowen. With a show of hands, all those in favour? Carried 6-0. Councillor William Return, we entered the chambers at 5:06 p.m. Item 5, Officers Report and Development Services. Item 12.1, Lot 301 Mitchell Street Murder, proposed chemical storage shed. Councillor Madigan has declared a interest and has left the chambers at 5:06 p.m. Councillor Vandermeer has a little bit further interest and impartiality interest in 12.1.
Main from interest is Association of Our Friendships at the Coroner, and the extent of my interest is not financial. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Vandermeer. Would someone like to move the motion on the screen? Thanks.
I move that Council 1 grants development approval for a proposed chemical storage shed 13.4 metres by 20.4 metres by 6.37 metres high to be situated on lot 300, number 1 Mitchell Street, Merrin, as outlined in attachment 12.1A, subject to the following conditions: A, compliance with local and state requirements for the storage of dangerous goods and relevant health and safety requirements. Advice notes A, no, that's it.
Well, we have a second for the motion. Thanks. Councillor Vandermeer. Councillor Barn, would you like to speak for the motion?
Thanks.
Councillor Vandermeer.
We rely on this in the chambers. However, my terrorist teacher with handling and still binding. And it's got the emergency service directly across the road. So I'm thinking that it may be okay. But I want to, I don't think we want too many things like this wrong and all of that.
I think as the item A complies with local state requirements, storage of dangerous goods will hopefully cover all that section and alleviate those concerns.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from. Anyone like to speak against the motion? The show of hands on vote on the motion. Carry 6-0. Councillor Madigan, return to chambers.
5:09 p.m.
Item 13, Officer Report, Infrastructure Services, 6-0. Item 14, Officer Report, Corporate Services. 15.1, Statement of Financial Activity, January 2026. Can we have a mover for the resolution on the screen, please? Councillor Manning.
I'll move that Council receive the Statements of Financial Activity and Investment Report for the period ending 31 January 2026 and the amended detailed statements December, in accordance with Regulation 34 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, is attached to this report.
We have a second for the motion. Councillor Baum. Councillor Manning, would you like to speak for the motion?
Thanks.
Councillor Mung. All those in favour of the motion, show your hands. Carry 7-0. Item 14.2, listing accounts paid January 2026. We have a move for the motion on the screen. Thank you. Councillor Bowen.
Okay, let's receive the schedule of accounts page from January 2026 as listed. Primary checks, CFTs, is directly debited payments and wages. It's numbered incorrectly in $805,708.2 from the Merionside Council Municipal Bank account, $0 from the Shire Council Trust Fund.
I have a second for the motion, please. Councillor Madigan. Councillor Bowen, would you like to speak for the motion?
Okay.
Councillor Madigan, anyone like to speak against the motion? There being no further debate, with a show of hands. Carried 7-0. 14.3, Fast Review Equal Opportunity. We have a move for the resolution on the screen. Thanks. Councillor Billy.
Move that Council adopts updated policy 2.28 Equal Opportunity, Equal Employment Opportunity as presented in attachment 14.3B.
Could we have a second for the motion, please? Councillor Bowen. Councillor Billy, would you like to speak for the motion? Councillor Bowen.
Yes.
Anyone like to speak against the motion? All those in favour, show of hands. Carried 7-0. Item 14.3, passing review purchasing policy 3.12. We have a move for the item on the screen. Councillor Vandermeer.
I have my Councillor Vincent Dagger. After this, the policy and policy 3.12 is presented in attachment 14.4B.
We have a second for the motion. Councillor Madigan. Councillor Vandermeer, do you want to speak for the motion?
Thank you.
Councillor Madigan. Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Carried 7-0. 14.5, creation of new Merrimville Reserve and updated policy 3.18. I have a move for the motion on the screen, thanks. Councillor Vandermeer.
Approves that. Approves the creation of a new reserve at Merrimville Retirement Village Reserve to authorise the purpose, population basis, and target balances per table below on the screen. And three, the revised policy 3.18 financial reserves as presented in attachment 11.5.
We have a second for the motion, thanks. Councillor Bowen. Councillor Vandermeer, do you want to speak for the motion?
Okay.
Councillor Bowen?
Yes.
Does anyone want to speak against the motion? All those in favour, the show of hands. Carried 7-0. Item 15, Officers Report Community Services is nil. Item 16, Officers Report Administration 16.1, Response to Volga Consultation Papers. We have a move for the resolution on the screen, thanks. Councillor Mullen.
We move the Council response to the request for comment on renewable energy, confirming that it, one, supports the establishment of energy infrastructure that supports generation, storage and transmission of renewable energy across Western Australia in a sustainable manner, which minimises land use conflicts and promotes context-sensitive design and orderly planning. Two, does not support actions which reduce the powers of local government or negate the position of local government as part of the decision-making body. Three, supports amendments to planning legislation to require proponents to submit social impact assessment together with mandatory community benefit frameworks similar to that provided in Queensland planning legislation. And four, supports the protection of high-quality rural land for agricultural purposes, noting that while some renewable projects may be with agricultural uses, planning frameworks should be considered in any decision-making process. The Council responds to the request for comment on local government elections, reconfirming that it, one, supports continuation of four-year terms with a two-year spill, and two, supports voluntary voting at local government elections.
Thank you, Councillor Bowen. So I have a second for the motion. Councillor Madigan. Councillor Bowen, you want to speak for the motion? Councillor Madigan, is anyone want to speak against the motion? Just show your hands, all those in favour. Carried 7-0. Item 17, motions of which previous notice has been given is nil. Item 18, question by members of which due notice has been given is nil. Item 19, urgent business approved by the person residing or by decision is nil. Item 20, manners behind closed doors. In accordance with Section 5.232 BCE23 of the Local Government Act 1995, Council will go behind closed doors to discuss these matters. Can we have someone move the resolution on the screen? Councillor Madigan.
Council will move behind closed doors and the standing orders be suspended at 5:15 PM.
And a seconder for the motion? Councillor Madigan. Well, that's a fair resolution. Very 7-0. So 20.1, to confirm the resolutions behind closed doors. 20.1, disposal of land 38 for Way Meriden. Move Councillor Madigan, second Councillor Vandermeer, that Council 1 accept offer 2, receive an assessment A9530.11038 Whitfield Way, Meriden, WA 6415 for the value as listed within the report. And 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer and the Shire President to execute a contract of sale and apply the Shire Meriden Common Seal to the agreed contract. Carried 6-1. Item 20.2. Behind closed doors, dispose of land lot 1327 Mackenzie Crescent, Meriden. Move Councillor Baum, second Councillor Vandermeer, that Council 1 authorise the Chief Executive Officer to negotiate the sale price for lot 1327 Mackenzie Crescent, Meriden, with both offerers to obtain a price that is closer to the current market valuation received. 2, authorise the Chief Executive Officer and the Shire President to execute a contract of sale and apply the Shire and Meriden Common Seal to the agreed contract should an agreement be reached with either offerer. And it's carried 7-0. Sorry. And there being no further business, thank you all for attendance and I declare the meeting closed at
5:26.
5:26. Thank you all very much.